Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is stay.
In like 5 minutes, we're going to give you Dierks Bentley tickets. Concerts are back, and we're super excited about that. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. First, let's jump into the Entertain Minute with the queen of entertainment news, Julie Tristan. She gives you all your entertainment news in 60 seconds or less.
I like how you always pause and think, what compliment will I give her today? I appreciate that.
Well, there's just so many of them. It's like a book I have over here. Just all the entertainment names that you have. And just I'm like, which one should I pick out of?
Anything you choose is correct. Let's see. So first up, let's talk about John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. Everybody wants apparently them to star in Fantastic Four together.
How cool would that be?
So Emily says, I don't know if superheroes are for me. They're not up my alley. I think it's been exhausted. I'm like, do you know how much superhero movies will probably make you and your family? So I don't know why she's being snotty about it.
She's kind of an artsy actress though, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's not really in blockbusters. She's more of like, you want to see her in the next, you know, one that's up for an Oscar.
Yeah, I guess so. But she's done her action movies. I mean, the Quiet Place films.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
You know,
yeah,
and she was in that Live, Die, Repeat with Tom Cruise, where she was really good.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, and then even the Jungle Cruise coming out.
Isn't Kevin's brain amazing? I'm like, those last two you said, I have no idea what those
Krasinski's
are.
He's Jack Ryan. I'm like, come on.
You're right.
Make that transition. Be a superhero. It'd be great.
He is hot as well. Okay. Ellen DeGeneres. She's going to end her show next year in 2022. After one final season, she said the toxic workplace allegations were hurtful. She said they did not impact her decision. And when she signed a three-year contract in 2019, she always knew it would end. Do you believe her?
Kind of. I think that her wife, Portia, does not like that she's doing the show and distracts her. I also think that toxic workplace played a huge role in
it
and being exhausted as well.
And they're rich enough. She's like, I don't need any more money. This Is Us is going to end after its sixth season, which would debut this fall. The show got a three-year renewal back in 2019, and this may have been the plan all along.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what people are saying. Like, this is the story they wanted to tell, and it's finally going to be completed.
And that's your end.
There's just something special about Lance's voice. It's so silky smooth. He can make anything sound sexy. But I think we found the one thing, the most impossible thing for Lance to sound sexy. We'll do that in 5 minutes. But first, let's jump into the Entertainment Minute with Julie Tristan, our entertainment guru.
All right. Well, I feel like a trip to Las Vegas is going to be in my future because a lot of famous people are going to have residencies. There's Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Celine Dion. Oh, my God. I want to see her so bad. And Carrie Underwood. They announced they're all going to have Las Vegas residencies for a little while.
You know what's interesting about that is it used to be like when you were done with your career, you went to like the Vegas residency.
Yeah. Yes.
Now current artists, I think, just love it. They stay in one place and they have the people come to them and they get paid a ton of money.
And I would love to see Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Okay, so what about this Machine Gun Kelly? You know, he's dating Megan Fox, and I am just kind of, the relationship is so bizarre to me, but I just love it. So apparently he wears her blood in a necklace. And I was like, that's kind of romantic. Maybe I should ask my boyfriend if he wants to wear my blood in a necklace.
That's an old Billy Bob and Angelina Jolie thing.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And that didn't work out.
And did you say that was romantic?
Is it or is it not?
I don't think carrying your significant other's blood in a necklace. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm out of it. Let's post a poll on Instagram. The Wake Up on Y98 on IG right now. Go and vote if you think carrying your significant other's blood in a necklace is romantic.
That's very true. Okay. And then finally, speaking of romance, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they just might for real be getting together. She says she's open to a relationship with him. She's not making any plans about the future. But, you know, I think he's got it together. He's got his life together a little bit more. So maybe they will bring Bennifer back for real.
This, like, rumor that just keeps going on and on. By the time they confirm it, they'll be broken up.
Yep.
No, I hope not. I hope they get married. I love them. And that's your entertainment.
Lance, I know you have the sexiest voice on the show, but I guarantee this is something you cannot make sexy, my friend. It's impossible.
I like that challenge.
We'll do that in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We get it. Life's busy, so that's why Julie recaps everything that's happened in the entertainment world in 60 seconds. We call it the Entertain Minute with our entertainment wizard. What about wizard, Julie? Do you like wizard?
Oh, I do like that. I'm a sci-fi fan.
Boom. Our entertainment wizard, Julie Tristan.
Yes, thank you, Kevin. Okay, so let's talk about NBC. I'm so excited. NBC is going to be bringing the Tony-winning musical Annie to the TV screen this holiday season. It's one of my favorite musicals is Annie. So
I love their live action, like remakes of all the plays. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think it's so fun. Have you ever seen Annie?
I have not seen Annie in person, but I've seen like the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good. And I have a little chihuahua named Annie, so I love it even more. Pink, she's working on her 15-year marriage with Carrie Hart. And here's her advice. She said, in order to stay together, it takes a lot of work. You have to end up fixing yourself before you can fix your relationship. I'm a huge proponent of counseling in general. We both go to therapy individually, and we do couples counseling as well.
Normalized therapy. Love that. And I just think Pink's come a long way from every song being about slashing Carrie Hart's tires
to
now talking about counseling. Right.
That is a very good point. And if you missed the entertainment earlier, the Ellen show is leaving. She's canceling her own show. And then also This Is Us is having their last season as well. So two big shows leaving.
You know, Ellen claimed it wasn't because of the toxic work environment allegations, but she said it wore her down and her contract was just up. I feel like both are kind of true at the same time. Yeah. Like if things were going well, Ellen might keep pushing it, but things aren't. And so it's exhausting. So she's walking away.
Yeah. We also think Portia said she wants more attention. That's your entertainment.
Those stories posted for you for your enjoyment to share away at Y98.com. Please don't stop the music.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.